what would you say is the hardest part about the running business?
By far, trying to convince guys under the age of 30 that going outside is more beneficial to your life than sitting behind a screen for 10 years and working. Like, saying to them, look, you're going to spend four, but you're going to get 4 million in life experience and value. You're going to meet successful people. I mean, the owners of all the houses that I meet are all multimillionaires, and you have a chat with them, they tell you what you should do, and they give you advice. That alone is worth so much more than, like, people think hoarding money is how you become successful. They think you sit there with like 30, 40 grand in the account and you protect it like it's the last money you'll ever earn. And they'll sit there like this and they go, yeah, but if I spend four, I've now only got 36. And you go, yeah, but it's the knowledge that you've got. It's the experience that you've gained. It means like you go and spend the four, that now allows you to go and make 44 million. Do you know what I mean? It's just like that's the knowledge that you would gain from it. But they don't see it like that. They see it as like, I'm accumulating pennies and I'm just saving for a rainy day. And you go, go and buy a house. You got nothing left. And you go, what now? And I don't know what they think the play is. I don't know what they think they're saving for. But it's like, it's not going to, mate, it doesn't work that way. I promise you. You've got to, like, all the people that I know that are mega successful, that have done really well in life, I'm really conscious of slipping, are people who have taken like 100 grand that they've saved and gone, fuck it, I'm going to bet on myself. I think I'm going to win. I'm going to put 100 grand back in and I'm just going to I'm going to believe in myself. I think I'm going to win. And if it doesn't work, fuck it, I'll deal with the consequences. I will go and earn another 100K. So like they asked Kobe Bryant, they were like, should you put all your eggs in one basket? And he was like, just get more eggs. He was like, yeah, just put them all in that basket and then just go and get more eggs. And all successful people have the more eggs mindset. Whereas people who are like, who will never go anywhere in life, they're like, I've only got 10 eggs, I don't want to lose them. Oh, one broke, oh, I can't do anything, my life's over. And it's like, go and make more eggs. That's how people win. It's an abundance mindset. You go, I'll just go and make more. I'll just go and get more than, oh, I spent 20K, fuck, okay, let me go and earn 30. Or like, I spent 20K, but that 20K is going to earn me 200K. That's how you always got to look at it. Like, I'm spending 30 grand today. Just today, 30 grand's going to go out of the account. But what it's going to create, in my opinion, is probably going to generate about 10 million over the next 5 years. If not, you know, less, like 10 million over like 3 years. And I just go, well, fuck it. It needs to be done. Then it needs to be done. Like, stop pissing and moaning. Be a man. Send the money. Like, that's, and as soon as you do that, you get results. And people just sit there and just go, no, I can't do anything. I need to save for, what are you saving for? Ah, so I can be successful. I just don't get it. Like, yesterday we went for a really nice meal. And it was like, what was it, 300?
Yeah.
For us to. I've always wanted to go there. 300 euros, and it's whatever, is what it is. And people would go, why are you spending that? Because it's fun. It's what life's about. Do you know what I mean? And then that experience, spending that 300, I'm like, oh, I had a really nice time. I went to Dubrovnik, spent 300 quid, was at a rooftop bar that I've been talking about in videos since Born on a Budget. It was the exact one. And I was like, it's a fucking memory. What happens if I just, like, if I slip right now, go over here, fall, crack my neck and die? I'll be like, hey, at least I went to that. At least I went to that bar. At least I went to that place and had a good time. I'm not going to be falling, about to die, and go, at least I saved 300 euros, though, eh, boys? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is how people live. So, mate, I think that's the hardest thing, is trying to convince all these young guys that, like, although somebody like an Alex Hormozy, he's great, he's made loads of money, his life fucking sucks. Like, a lot of their lives are terrible. Like, they've got money, but they're depressed. They're just, like, they can't get girlfriends, they can't speak to women, they just sit there on their own all day just doing this. Like, they've got an unhealthy obsession, and it's like, you've got to have a bit of fun, man. You've got to enjoy your life a little bit, because you could die tomorrow. Like, my dad died at 59, I am 33. It gives me 26 years, if that happened. 26 years. You think I'm going to sit there counting pennies? I'm going to go outside, enjoy myself. If I want to buy some nice shoes, I'm going to buy them. If I want to fucking, you know, I've got a girlfriend now, so I can't say stupid shit. I was about to say, I give a dick suck something about it, do you know what I mean? But, like, I can't do all that anymore. Are you safe?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Awesome.
Show the audience how much of a wild man you are. Yeah. But that's the key, boys. That is the key. You got to spend. Nobody wants to spend. It's fucking insane. It drives me nuts. Like, and it's not just for me. I don't give a shit. Sign up. Don't. I don't give a fuck. It makes no difference to my life. But people think that you got to sit there with your money and hoard it. It doesn't work, man. It doesn't work. Like, the thing is, people go, I've made less money. Maybe it's your business, whatever it is. The economy's crashing, all this shit, right? And this is what people do. It's a book called Inside the Tornado. So people go, I've made less money, so that means I'm going to spend less money on my business.
And because I spent less money on my business, I'm now making less on the business. And because the business is making less, I'm going to spend less. Broke. So, right, it's a kind of perpetual motion that you can't stop. You make less, so you spend less, so you make less, so you spend less, so you make less, so you spend less. And it's like, you make less, just keep spending the same amount, if not spend more. Because it shows you that you might have to kick on, you might have to push harder. And when everyone's spending less and you're the only person still spending, doubling down, pushing, reinvesting in what you believe in and believing in yourself, that's when you win. And everyone's scared to fucking do it. Everyone's scared to buy the suit, buy the shoes and shit like that. And then they moan they can't get a girlfriend. It's like, because you're a cheap cunt. And that's the truth of it. No woman wants to be with you, because there's a Meek Mill song where it's like, women want to be with the guys that spend money, not talk about it. And it's true, like, most of life is just, you can't have any fun not spending money. Like, I dare you to try and have fun not spending money. Maybe you could walk on the beach. But to get to the location where the beach is, you probably had to spend some money to get there. And you probably had to spend some money to make more money so that you could have a day off on the Wednesday to go down the beach. It's almost impossible to have a nice life and not spend money. It's almost impossible to have anything and not spend money. It fucking drives me nuts. All of you think you're going to sit inside like hermit crabs and just hoard and hoard and hoard until one day you're going to have 7 million cash sat in your mum's basement and then everything's going to be great. You're going to walk out of that basement, some weird 38-year-old with no girlfriend, no social experience, just a complete spastic, truth be told, and expect things to come together. It's not going to work. The guy with the 100x experience on you is going to win. And that's how a lot of you are fucking your lives up. And you won't realize it until you're older. It's the same way as, you know how all these, you know how I was telling all these women about the male advantage years ago, and I was saying, all you girls that are sleeping around now saying, I'm going to wait, I'm going to find my perfect husband in the future. And now all these girls are like in their 30s crying, saying, I need a husband, I did it wrong, I wish I settled down, I shouldn't have hoed around, I was lied to and all this shit. Same thing's gonna happen to you guys. All these people saying, lock in, stay inside, just lock in, don't spend, just, you know, just work all day, bro, just lock in. It's like, they're all gonna get to 30, 35 and be depressed as fuck and be like, I've realized I haven't got a life. I let some good people go, my family disowned me because I never contacted them, I didn't go to any birthday parties, any weddings, I don't have a social life, I have zero friends. And you're all going to be depressed as fuck, looking at the guy who's semi-broke with two kids, walking on the beach and going, I actually wish I had his life. Because that's what a lot of women are doing now, and it's going to be the same for you guys. And I promise you, if you don't spend now, if you don't live now, if you don't have those experiences, you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's around the corner, and it's a stupid fucking way to live. Because you become one-dimensional. Oh, you're a guy with money. Well done. What does that do? A guy with money is good at one thing, just having money. It's a very limited existence, very limited. It's not actually that fun. Do you know what I mean? There's not a lot you can do by just sitting there and just looking at your bank account. A lot of you have forgotten that. So, to answer Luca's question, who has since walked away because I probably blabbed on too long, that's the hardest thing with this business. That's the hardest thing with young men today, trying to convince them that you have to spend to enjoy. Life is for living. Stop fucking around, man. How am I getting out of it?
Just jump.
Should we just jump?
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's going to be that deep, so it's about 3 foot.
Yeah. Not really deep.